the play-by-play question was, which is a better play-by-play? The Atlanta Hawks were tied late by the Utah Jazz. Game was in Utah, and the Jazz tied the game with 2 seconds to play, and Trae Young of the Hawks hit a half-court shot to win the game by three. The play-by-play, in my mind, is outstanding.
Collier. It's deflected by Daniels. Sexton for the tie.
There's the tie.
Hawks don't have a timeout. Trae from midcourt to win it. Yes! He hit it! He hit it! Trae Young!
Trae Young
hits a three! The buzzer!
Trae Young!
Atlanta wins the game!
Trae Young gathers himself and says, good night, Utah. We are out of here. Thanks for coming out. God bless.
Woo!
Man, what a game.
I have some problems with this.
Of course you do.
Okay, I have some problems with it.
You would.
I think it's Bob Rathbun. I'm not sure on the play-by-play. The color commentator, I don't know who he is, but he has to remain silent during that call. You know, that's my whole thing. When the play-by-play broadcaster is broadcasting the final there, he's talking all over him. You know, he's
Trae Young in the house.
You know, he's doing his Trae Young in the house while the play-by-play guy is describing the action. You just simply can't do it.
Hawks don't have a timeout. Trae from midcourt to win it. Yes! He hit it! He hit it!
Trae Young
hits a three! The buzzer!
Trae Young!
Atlanta wins the game!
Trae Young gathers himself and says, good night, Utah. We are out of here. Thanks for coming out. God bless.
Woo!
Man, what a game.
I have some problems with this. He's excited. He can yell once. Ah! Then he's got to stay silent while the play-by-play announcer does the announcing.
Would you ever have, if you were ever in the position to run a network, a streaming entity, anything that would have sports, would you ever have the balls
to say that
to any color commentator ever?
I
have some notes on last night's Trae Young shot.
Well, the short answer is no. But if I were in the position to run a network, probably
I would have a little more gravitas.
I'd have more balls because I would have worked my way to that, you know. So I think I would have the gravitas to say, listen, I like your enthusiasm, but you've got to stay quiet.
Back off the Trae Young in the house.
Back off that while the play-by-play. Give the play-by-play man 10 seconds to say what's happened. Then say, Trae Young in the house. Well done. Good night. God bless. That's it. I also don't like the phrase, Trae Young says blah, blah, blah. I don't care for that. You know, the says part of it I don't like. Like he didn't actually say it. You know, he didn't say, I'm hitting this. I don't care for that.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. You're not talking to anyone, really.
If I don't say these things, who will? I'm the one. I bring attention to this, always. Mm-hmm. Here's the other call. The Hershey Bears minor league hockey team.
Still one of the all-time great names in sport.
Agreed. They do something every year. The video is incredible. Every year for charity, for one of their home games, for the first goal, everyone's invited to throw a teddy bear or another stuffed animal onto the ice. The record they had was around 75,000 stuffed animals.
75,000?
That was last year.
How many people in the arena? 10,000?
I bet they filled up. I bet it's 20 for this particular event. I was thinking 20,000.
I know we covered it last year when they set the record then.
75,000. This year, on Sunday, they crushed that record. 102,343 stuffed animals were thrown onto the ice.
How long does it take to clear that many animals?
Several minutes.
Boys.
I mean, because everybody brings in, what is it, like five?
Yeah.
You have to.
On average, you're bringing in five stuffed animals. Here's the call.
Scarbosi shoots. It's gone! Bring on the sweet cuddly mayhem! Mike Scarbosa makes the fur fly! It's teddy bear toss bedlam in Hershey! Now you can throw those teddy bears, and what a sight it is here in Chocolate Town! Furry creatures of all kinds raining down onto the ice! The kings of the teddy bear toss looking to set a new world record!
They did, and that's the
call. Well done, sir, whoever you are.
I liked that one. You notice no color commentator overlay there.
A lot of times, minor league hockey only has one person in the booth.
Nobody stepping on his toes.
Let the fur fly.
Got the call to himself.
That's your dream. Just you, nobody else.
Yeah, Chocolate Town, Let It Fly. I loved it. Great call. They donated money to 35 different charities. So, you, and the stuffed animals go to children's hospitals. Isn't that a nice thing that they do there?
That's remarkable.
I know. And they got it done again this year. Over 100,000.
It's not the same, but there's one college. It's a small college. Have you seen that? They do the silent night. It's like the last game of before finals in December.
There's no...
They don't make a sound until like 10 points or 12 points are scored.
And then they go crazy.
And then they storm the court. And I think it's I think it's also a charity event.
Yeah.
I think.
They storm the court during play.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it's coming.
Can't get behind it.
It's Taylor University.
Thank you, Biggie.
That's a technical foul.
Chris Kelly says, no thank you, Taylor University.
We're going to have to check that too before and see if it counts.
That's a technical foul if the fans stream onto the court during gameplay. I'm sorry, but I cannot allow this.
Yes. When we come back, Taylor's opponents will shoot three shots and get the ball.
That's right. That's right. And I'm certainly hoping a minor penalty was given to the Hershey Bears.
Surely. For at least delay.
2 minutes for delay on the ice for the stuffed animal toss.